You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
What are you gonna do when the floods come up? your hands together. Wow. Are you glad to be here? Wow, this is an awesome, awesome gathering. Amen. I'm telling you, you're about to receive a major blessing tonight. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. And you need to believe it also. Amen. Listen, yesterday was fantastic. Amen. Do you believe it? It was fantastic. And today is guaranteed to be even better. Amen. Yeah. What's that scripture, the baseline scripture in Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 8? When you go and marinate on this scripture, this year is coming to an end. And the next year is coming. This needs to be your goal. It says, the Lord has said, but I will not destroy them all, says the Lord. For just as good grapes are found among a cluster of bad ones. There are bad grapes, a cluster of bad grapes. There's some good grapes in it. And someone will say, don't throw them all away. Some of those grapes are good. Amen. So I will not destroy all of Israel. For I still have true servants there. Listen, no matter what cluster you're found in, you can be even in a gang. Amen. You can be even in a gang. And among that gang, there's a good person there. And God will locate you. No matter where you hide. Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh. He went the other way. God located him and brought him where he was supposed to go. Jacob was a trickster. And God located him and changed his name to Israel. This next year, 2020, your name is about to be changed. So for a conclusion or for a continuation of this amazing message, why don't you rise to your feet and welcome Reverend Conjo Allens Lindsay. Oh, you can do better than that. Clap your hands, clap your hands.
Thank you, Jesus. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. Oh, yes. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, oh yes, we'll be blessed because we came. Lift up your hands, somebody, and sing. We'll be blessed because we came. If you believe it, lift your hands, says, as we gather, Lord, as we gather, may your spirit work within us. Work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, oh yes, we'll be blessed because you will be blessed just because you came. Lift your hand and say, I'll be blessed because I came. I'll be blessed because I came. Say the steadfast love, the steadfast love. Somebody do it with a smile. Never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Oh, they are new every morning. Oh, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, they are new every morning. Oh, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Thy faithfulness. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Your victory, world. Your victory.
Every wall of Satan is broken down. Amen. You know the walls of Jericho?
Yes.
The people that praise the most. You know, the last day, there's 7 rounds. And they were supposed to shout for the walls to break down. Give the Lord your loudest shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your name. We adore you. You're such a beautiful Father. Lord, I'm excited that you're called the everlasting Father. If your fathering of us lasts, ends, we're finished. I pray tonight, as we gather, as we wait in expectation, may it come upon us, that scripture that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strengths. And may we mount up with wings as eagles. May we fly stronger, higher, at an altitude, oh God, of the eagle, where no predator can affect us, where no demon, where no curse, where no evil can dwell. Lord, we bless your name. Wonderful, mighty Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We pray, Lord, be the subject and object of all we do. And may you rule and reign. We bind the principalities right here of Memphis. And we declare, open heavens unto this gathering. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Just 3 people, you are in for a blessing. There's a blessing inside of you. You cannot be destroyed. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Hallelujah. Please be seated on top of your enemies in heavenly places, in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Destroy it not, for there is a blessing in it. Hallelujah. That's a theme of our convention. Destroy it not, for there's a blessing in it. Destroy it not, for there's a blessing. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 65, verse number 8, thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster. Hallelujah. You know, when you call something new, it was fished out of something, a cluster. You didn't know it was there. Hallelujah. You did not know that it was there. So, you know, the Bible says, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Hallelujah. You know, when you see that something bad is happening to people, don't associate with it. Even if it's in your category, in your cluster, begin to tell yourself, I will not be among this. There's a blessing in me. I will not be destroyed. I will not be lumped up with this cluster. You know, many times we follow the crowd instead of following the cloud. The cloud. I say you will follow the cloud, not the crowd. I don't associate with clusters. Yeah. I don't associate with clusters that are not blessed. Destroy it not. Anything that is intended to destroy you today, it's aborted in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday I told you about the bag that lady pastor was about to, I don't know what she was about to do with it, whether she was going to wash it in the laundry because it was too dirty, whether it was supposed to throw it in the garbage because it was too old, whether she was about to just discard it and give it away. Of the things that is no longer useful in the house. But somehow, the Lord put in her heart, shake it out before you discard it, before you destroy it. Ladies and gentlemen, when that thing was shaken out, an envelope in that cluster fell, an envelope. Bow! Inside of that envelope was $5,000. United States, not Zimbabwean dollars. Somebody had sent that for me. I was going to Ghana to send it to somebody. When I was in Ghana, when I was going and my wife couldn't find it, I was troubled. But I had to travel because of the flight. I had to borrow money to pay the person. How can I go and tell the person that, oh, you gave me $5,000 to send, but it's lost? So I've decided I'm not going to carry people's monies anywhere anymore. Hey, can you imagine? When I came back for a couple of weeks, we didn't find the money. I was working when she sent me a text. And in that text was an envelope picture, exactly the envelope that I was supposed to take to Ghana. And she said, this fell out. It was in a bad cluster. That was about to be destroyed. But I felt the blessed envelope. May you be that blessed envelope that will fall out of whatever cluster that was meant to be burnt, that was meant to be destroyed, that was meant to be discarded, that was meant to be rejected and put aside. Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. You are that blessing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You are that blessing. Destroy it not. Yes. Destroy it not. That was some heavy dose that is inside there. You may be in a thing that looks to be destroyed, but you will not be destroyed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So that's the theme. And then the Bible says in verse 9, Isaiah 65, and I'll bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. You will inherit God's mountains. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Inheritor of my mountain. You will sit on top. You know, when you sit on top of a mountain, you cannot be ignored. You are on top of your food chain. You are on top of your hierarchy. Everything that there is concerning you, may you be on top. May you inherit. When you say you've inherited the mountain, it means you have inherited and you've been placed on top. May you be on top in Jesus' name. It's a sign of promotion. You know, anything you inherit is yours. It's inherently, inherit and inherent, they come from the same root word. Yeah. It means it's your nature. It's yours. You are, that's what defines you. When you inherit something, it's that thing you are. It becomes inherent. It's your DNA. It becomes your identity. May blessing be your identity in Jesus' name. I'm not talking about a temporary place which is rented out to you. I'm talking about your inheritance. Written out in your name. It's your identity. Yeah. Yes. May you receive that blessing in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. Me, I believe in the fact that you have to assume and believe and receive the identity of God's inheritance, which is the blessing. Yes. And I'll bring for the seed of and out of Jordan an inheritor of my mountains. May you inherit God's mountains. May you inherit the topmost places of God in Jesus' name. I'm an inheritor. Yeah, on top of your food chain. You know when you say you mount up with wings as eagles, you are on top. The eagle is the highest flying bird in the whole of God's creation. Yeah, it's the only bird that when they say a plane has been destroyed, the engine, a bird has gone into the engine. Usually it's an eagle. In fact, here it's only an eagle that flies at the altitude where the planes fly. Yeah. Fly in the altitude of planes. No animal flies higher. So when you fly on top like that, the eagle's identity is heights. May you rise in your hierarchy in Jesus' name. Yes. Wherever a cluster is found and you are among, may you be the topmost. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. Okay. And he says, mine elect shall inherit it. It is God's election that inherits such things. My servants shall dwell there. It is those who serve the Lord. On top of God's mountain. On top of God's mountain. Yeah. On top of God's mountain. Where you inherit the topmost of God's. When God is arranging things, he puts you on top. May God rearrange and put you on top in Jesus' name. Yeah. And he says he selects people for that. And he said, my servants, they dwell in that place. That's what it is. Destroy it not. For a blessing is in it. What does that is a blessing. What puts you in that position is a blessing. It is not what you do. It is what is imputed on you that makes you sometimes do what you do. Yeah. Oh, when you go home, pray about this. So we looked in the Bible to find who can we use that seems to occupy high places all the time and what it is that makes him that way. And how to emulate that person. How to covet the identity of that person. And we came to no other person than a guy called Jacob. Jacob, clap for the Lord and bless the next Jacob sitting by you. Look, you better bless the things God has blessed. If you curse the things God has blessed, you'll be cursed. Yeah, Balaam tried to curse what the Lord has blessed and he faced the consequences. Even if he takes donkeys to tell you, hey, stop what you are doing, otherwise you will die, God will do it. Yeah, a person who is blessed, who sits on top of the mountain, who is elected as a servant of God to sit in that place, you do not compete. You do not compete. You just flow. Thank you, bro. Be blessed. You just flow. You know what just happened? Somebody realized, oh, Pastor has left his handkerchief. So the person told another person, take it and give it to Pastor. And then the person took it and brought to Pastor and I said, you are blessed. Now the person who told me, said, hey, give me back my blessing. Jacob has taken the... Give me my blessing. Look, now this is how things are going to be. You. Like somebody will push you from behind. Even give you the ideas and you will get there. They will even be jealous of you. Oh, may God set you up in Jesus' name. But you will not be the one who sets somebody up. Somebody will set you up without knowing. Yeah. And so yesterday we started looking into the characteristics and the lifestyle of the one that God chooses for the destroy it not blessing. Amen. And then we went to it and we realized, even in the book of the New Testament, Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter number 9. Is that not so? From verse 9 to 16. It says that, you've not started well at all. For this is the word of promise. At this time, I will come and Sarah shall have a son. Watch this. Romans, go verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even our father Isaac. Verse 11. Come on. For the children, watch this. Being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purposes of God according to election, I told you about it, it's the elected that go on top of the mountain. God's servants dwell there and they inherit that position. You are inherited it. You know, when you go and there's evidence of your inheritance, nobody can challenge you in court. Yes. Legal. One of the things that's very difficult to challenge is a DNA test. Yeah. When they say that thing is your DNA, that it's over. No law can come against it. No impeachment can impeach you. No transcript. No articles of impeachment. No witnesses can take anything. No witnesses. should gather evidence against you. Yeah. According to his elect, not of works, but of him who calleth. Oh, may the Lord call you unto that blessing in Jesus' name. That's the whole idea, that we will be called to that blessing. There are certain places you need to be called to inherit. Amen. Then he said in verse 12, it was said of her, the elder shall serve the younger. I'm talking about rearrangement. That it doesn't matter what your claim is. God said you are younger, but you will be served by the older. Nothing can change it. Okay. Yeah. Now keep going. Verse, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. May you not be hated by God in Jesus' name. Amen. May you be loved by God in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, many people look at such things and when I am a firstborn, I will not. Some people even have conventions for firstborns. That all firstborns are cursed. Yeah. Say, God forbid. And say, I'm going to remove the first. No. It is a firstborn with a certain attitude that becomes cursed. I'm a firstborn too. You too, right? Then how come you are blessed like that? Say, I am blessed. My birth order notwithstanding. I'm blessed. Yeah. Jesus was firstborn. Look at him. Blessed. You will be like Jesus in Jesus' name. Yeah. Said he is the firstborn among many brethren. I said that he may be firstborn among many brethren. In Romans 8:29, isn't it? And he was blessed. But Esau have I hated. Go on. Verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Verse 15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. God said, when he says, look, I don't care. He's not in place, but I'll make him there. He's not supposed to be sitting on top of the mountain. I will put him there. It is God's mercies. And can you challenge God? Go on, verse 16. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. You will see people be running, people making the effort, even try negotiating, but suddenly you will be taken. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because there's a blessing in you. Destroy it not. Don't fire him. Oh yeah, some of your bosses will be tormented when they decide that they will let you go, until they rescind their decision. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, what I want you to understand is that what makes the difference is not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. The idea of this convention is for you to recognize and to walk in blessings, to pray about blessing, to gravitate towards blessings, to believe in blessings, and to walk away from curses. Anything that seems to associate with the blessing of God, walk for it. Go for it. Anything that brings the blessing of God, that is where you belong. Sit there. I mean, think about it. And so we went on. Number one, what are the characteristics? What are the things that you should associate with? Like Jacob. When we see that Jacob was the quintessential blessing. Yeah, is the prototype of the people who it looks like they shouldn't be blessed, but they were blessed. Then you can identify the things that bring a blessing. Amen. And you can associate with it. So we started talking about number one. We said, what is it that causes, what is it about Jacob that we can associate with to also walk in the blessing? Amen. So we talked about the fact that when God has put the blessing on you, he's put the blessing on you. However, how do people that the blessing on, how do they behave? You know, God can cause somebody to become so prayerful that he's blessed. You just have to copy, this man is prayerful. Let me be prayerful. Yes, let me be prayerful. By the time, right, you are walking in the blessing. Yeah. Where is it that it went? By the time you also go in there, then you are getting blessed. So that's the whole idea of states relating with the blessing of Jacob. And God changed his name into Israel. When you associate with the blessing so much, the blessing becomes your identity. You get a name associated with the blessing. So we started studying that the first thing is that Jacob believed in divine exchanges and swappings. Divine rearrangements. You're blessed. Amen. Jacob believed in divine exchanges and rearrangements. How? We saw that when he was supposed to be the second born, the birthright was for Esau. Somehow God rearranged. The person who was supposed to be there. You know, there was a day that Bishop was supposed to be. Bishop had gone to Pastor Yonggi Cho's conference in Korea. Now, the person who was supposed to be preaching on that day got sick. Couldn't come. Then they were looking into who should preach, who should preach. Then they came to Bishop Dag. Will you preach? Will you preach? He said, why not? I'll preach. He was not supposed to be preaching. This is an international church growth conference. The pastor of the biggest church ever, seating 700 people on a Sunday. 700,000. 700,000. When he's gathering his people for a convention, there's no church service. So he goes to a stadium. Yeah, I've been there. You'll be there. You'll be there in Jesus' name. Even this year, I went to Korea. It's big. Then he said, I'll preach. So he was made to preach divine rearrangement. That was the beginning of his worldwide ministry. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Destroy him not. There's a blessing in him. Yeah. Begin to look for divine rearrangements in your life. Begin to believe in divine rearrangements in your life. To manifest the blessing. Yeah, for him to manifest a blessing, he had to believe in divine rearrangements. So when it was time for the blessing, he rearranged. The person who was birthright, he was put there. His mother organized the food for him. And by the time he realized, with food, just by serving his father, he walked into a blessing. He just walked into a blessing by divine rearrangement. I told you the same thing, Sister Brittany. She walked into a blessing. They rearranged things for her to come through. Her testimony was clear. So, ladies and gentlemen, when things don't seem to be working, believe God and tell God, Lord, rearrange things in my life. Rearrange things in my life. Rearrange my circumstances. I know as things stand now, I don't stand a chance. But you can give me the chance. You can rearrange things. Look, I pray such prayers. Pray such prayers. Yeah. I told you yesterday about my story. Where I, without citizen, a Ghanaian citizen, was chosen for a position. Yeah, in amongst the cluster, I was selected and put there. You are going to be trained to become a gastroenterologist. 6 months into the program director just arises and said, this program is for citizens. And we've looked, we were just reviewing, and we realized you don't have it. Where's your American passport? I said, me? American passport? How? Where? When did I get it? I never had one. And you never asked me when you came. I came for the interview. Something about me rearranged everything. Oh, destroyed, not for there's a blessing. By the time they realized, they were, instead of removing me, they were rearranging the whole selection criteria to include people like me. Clap for the Lord Jesus. They said, no, we will not move you out. We will rearrange to accommodate you. Yeah, this place is for citizens, but from now, we will inc- include people like you. Yeah. You will be the beacon, the first evidence that things can be rearranged. Yeah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Destroy it not. I told you, in my family, every firstborn who went to college, tried to do anything, was destroyed. But, look, I was so afraid of that thing, I kept praying, Lord, change this course of first. Change this kind of situation. Yeah. And I finished medical school, and I finished school, I went to medical school, I finished medical school. Nobody travels. But when it was my turn, things changed. Begin to pray that God, things will change in my life. Rearrange. Put a blessing on me. That rearranges things. Some of you, your family, every time there's divorce, you have come to accept it. Yeah. You are even now projecting it on your children and your grandchildren. That you too, you will be divorced. So prepare for it. No, they will not be divorced. Clap for the Lord Jesus. They will not be divorced. Destroy it. No, there's a blessing on this one. You watch it. Trends will change in Jesus' name. You see so much divorce. Now you've come to accept it. When you are in a relationship, you are waiting for next time that somebody will say no. Stop that nonsense. And start being a Jacob. And start calling yourself an Israel. Something has changed about you. I don't accept such nonsense. Tell somebody such nonsense must not be accepted. Yeah. Trends. Trends for what? I don't deal with trends. I deal with the blessing. Amen. A blessing can change every trend. Trend? Trend where family diseases affect you. Do not connect your family history of disease. My family that's con cancer. You will not have cancer in Jesus' name. Amen. It's canceled. Yeah. Why can't you be the first person who is put on the mountain? Why don't you believe that it can be rearranged? Your life will be rearranged. Your family will be rearranged. Nobody has owned a house. So what? What is a house? It's dust that God put together for you to come and sit inside. He will rearrange and arrange mansion for you in Jesus' name. Don't accept it. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody once said that, oh, so then don't marry in church. Because when you marry in church and you feel like divorcing, it won't work. Yeah. Oh, somebody was told, don't marry in church. Because when you feel like divorcing, it will not work. He said, what nonsense is this? You're setting yourself up. When God is putting you on a mountain, you are going in the valley. Destroy it not. There's a blessing. Amen. Clap again for Jesus. Number two. When you are drawing a blessing unto the mountain, the next thing is you believe in heavenly blessings. You believe in heavenly blessings. The Bible says that Jacob, in Genesis chapter 32, he found the angel. He sat there alone. And Bible says he wrestled all night with an angel. And why was he wrestling all night? It was clear. At the end of the day, he told the angel, bless me. The angel realized that dawn was about to come. Light was showing. So the angel said, there's no way this guy is going to stop wrestling with me. Let me give him a jab. And then he jabbed the hip joint. The hip fell out of joint. The socket. He was wobbling in pain. But he was still holding on to the angel. I will not let you go until you bless me. Bless me before you go. He said in Genesis chapter 32 verse 26. And he said, let me go. The angel said, let me go. For the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I will not let you go except you bless me. How desperate are you for God's blessings? How desperate are you for God to bless you? A sign of that is how much prayer you put in. How much prayer wrestling at night. And I said, anybody here who the day comes before you pray, you will not belong to such a blessing. I'll say it again. If you are in the church and you want the blessing, behave like Jacob. He stuck around before the day would break. Jacob was wrestling with angels. Before you see the light of day, you must have wrestled with angels on a daily basis. I do that on a daily basis. Oh, yeah. Anytime you see somebody who rises up before the light of day and goes to kneel down and wrestles with God, you want the blessings of God before you go out there, you will be on top of that mountain. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. If that is not your lifestyle, just count yourself out of that blessing. And it's not difficult. All your excuses, the pain, the sleeplessness, I'm pregnant, I'm not the waking type. You're joking. This guy had all the excuses, including pain in the joint, including I'm sick, including I can't walk, I can't kneel. Then sit down and pray. Yeah, clap for the Lord Jesus again. You want to be with a blessing? Do what brings the blessing. Yeah. Look, defy every excuse. And tell yourself, from now, I will sleep early and I wake up at 4 a.m. and pray for 2 hours every day. Okay, start with 1 hour. 5 to 6 minimum. Minimum. And I will rise up from prayer and then read my Bible and do my quiet time. I see the blessing coming upon you in Jesus' name. Some of you, when it was just God rearranging, you were okay. But when I said something you can do, you are quiet. That's why the blessing is quiet on you. You will be blessed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Believe in heavenly blessings. And the heavenly blessings were so strong that at a point, you know, in Numbers chapter 22, verse 10 to 12, Bible says, so Balaam said, go and curse these people. And then verse 11, look, a people has come, do the best of. But God, in verse 12, God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them. You shall not curse these people, for they are blessed. They are blessed. Heavenly blessings, God's blessings. Try to associate with God and the things of God, the atmospheres of God. In worship, in prayer, in fastings. Denying yourself of things for the sake of God's presence. Anything that brings the blessings of God, tithing. Yeah. He says, anything that brings the blessing of God, just associate with it. Bring ye your tithe to the storehouse and see whether or not bless you. Open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. From today, may blessings not drop on you. May they actually pour like rain on you. Amen. Jesus' name. Then the next thing we learned is that he believed in the earthly blessings of God. Earthly blessings. There's rearrangement. There's heavenly blessing. There's earthly blessing. Right here on earth, there are people that can bless you. And we realize that for Jacob, he believed in the blessings, even his father's blessings, so much that he reorganized himself. Yeah. He believed it. He believed in birthright blessings to the point where he went and said, look, sell me your birthright. Sacred things that bless. Yeah. Give me the and then his father started also pouring. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I told you how his father spoke blessings. He said, your brother shall serve you. I said, amen. Some of you, when the blessings that Bishop Doug is pouring from the communion, as we're doing the communion, you are standing there, even sleeping, and he's speaking into our lives, and you think that it's for nothing. That's why I kneel down and lift my hands when it's coming. Yeah. Earthly blessings from God, they come from people that God has put in authority, spiritual authority over your life to bless you. That includes your pastor. That includes your father. How my father spoke over me. Goose pimples came upon me when he was speaking. Believe God to speak over your children before you die. In fact, don't wait till you are dying. Speak upon your children blessings every day. Amen. You know, one of the things, when you are walking with Bishop, he goes one thing and then he turns. Say, we are blessed. Amen. He turns this way. He say, you are blessed. Amen. He likes to say that. He likes to say that. One day he was in an elevator with Apostle Joel when they had traveled. They entered the elevator and then he puts his hand in his pocket and then he told him, we are blessed. Then Apostle Joel looked and said, amen. He said, you know, Daddy, I think that this thing that you are always saying we are blessed, that's why we are blessed like that too. Yes, say amen. There are some people sitting here, when they give me a gift and I say thank you, then they respond almost in anger. Say, Pastor, with all due respect, withdraw your thank and send me a blessing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Recently, I told a certain bishop who, I don't know what I did, but sent me and said thank you. He said, the people of this church say thank you. I think I joined in their building project or something. I said, Bishop, with all due respect, we don't eat thank you. Please, can you take your thank you and send me a blessing? And he actually did. And I read it to myself and I said, amen to myself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I said, amen to myself. That was Jacob. He will gravitate to any place that's a blessing. Right here on this earth. If it's a birthright, let me go for it. If it's my father is blessing people, let me go for it. May you be somebody who is attracted, who is just, you have an affinity for blessings. Provoke nice things in men of authority, even your boss. Provoke nice feelings in your father. Provoke nice feelings in your pastors, in your bishop. Provoke nice feelings in your mother, not curses. Amen. Amen. And believe God. And sometimes, Bible says, a gift even can open doors to your blessing. Yeah. Send gifts that will touch your mother's heart. And when they say thank you, say, Mommy, we don't eat thank you. Bless me. Yeah. You know, there's a reason why Jacob said, bring me venison, let me eat, and my soul shall bless you. Because he knew that he couldn't just say anything. He said, come, my soul will bless you. Yeah. My soul will bless you. And so he knelt down. And when he was finished and he was flowing the blessings. Yeah. There was a certain guy, one of our bishops, who the mother blessed him so much. Every time the mother is blessing him, saying wild things. Then one of the sons came to the mother and said, Mother, why is it that you're always saying blessings on this guy? Bless me also. Do you know what the mother said? He said, Kwabena, Joe, do you think blessing just comes from the mouth? The things you've done to me, do you if I open my mouth, it will be curses that will come. Yeah. Because what you've done, what I feel about you, don't let me express myself. I've cut my quiet. I'm in my corner. I'm blessing the people who provoke nice feelings in me. Stop it. If I have to speak over your life, you will not do well. Because Jacob, when Reuben, his father opened his mouth, he said, you, Jacob, in Genesis 49, you, Jacob, you brought a woman into my bed, my own concubine, and slept with her in my own bed. And he opened his mouth and said, unstable as water, you will not excel. You will never do well. And he never did well. That makes me to the next question, at the next point. One of the things that made Jacob blessed, he was afraid of curses. He ran away from things that brought a curse. In other words, the word is, he was not temerarious. The word is temerarious. It's a word. Look for it. Or temerity. Do you know what that means? You remember when in Genesis chapter 27, when bring it up. When Jacob, when Isaac said, bring me some food, then temerarious. Then the mother had, he said, Jacob, your father is going to bless this Isaac, or this Esau. So rather, let me cook the, go and get one of the goats and let me cook the venison for you. Take it quickly. Yeah, before it's dead. Uh-huh. So I think go to verse 12 or something. Uh-huh, good. He said, and so when the mother said, go and rearrange yourself and then go so that your father will bless you. Jacob said, my father may peradventure feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon myself, not a blessing. You can see this guy was not wanting to associate with a curse at all. You should, for your life to be associated with a blessing, for you to inherit a blessing, one of the things you must identify with, hate things that bring a curse. Yeah. From the day that I heard that dishonoring parents brings a curse, I've been afraid. Even if I'm right, I will not treat an authority figure in any, I am afraid. The day I heard that when you eat God's money, it will bring a curse, tithe, I stopped. Because I've eaten the tithe before. I stopped. And there is no money that I get that I would eat the tithe. I will never. Because I'm not, to be temerarious means to be very, to be boldly risky. Overly what? Bold. Reckless. Huh? Overconfident. Audacious. You have the audacity to do things. Presumptuously daring. And this woman, this guy was not daring, but look at the woman. The next verse. And his mother said unto him, upon me be your curse, my son. Upon me be your curse. Only obey my voice. Do it. And fetch me them. Upon me be thy curse. Even if you want to do it, just do it. Don't say, oh, let the curse be upon me. What's the big deal? You just rubbish it. Look, don't rubbish things that bring curses. Jacob, one of the reasons why he was blessed, he didn't associate with things that bring a curse. Yeah. He didn't. Anything that brings a curse, run away from it. Look, the world has enough curses for you to now acquire more. Yeah. Listen, if I have any fight to fight, not with my pastors, to bring a curse, no. If I have any arguments to make, not with my parents, to bring a curse upon me, no. If I have any disrespect, I know how to be rude. No, I beg you. You are a parent. You don't belong. When I dishonor you, I bring a curse upon me. I will not be temerarious. Some of us are too bold. Even my bosses. So if I know how to argue, not with the boss. Not with the boss. Yeah. I know how to steal, not God's money. That's how to be blessed, though, to sit on top of that mountain. Try to run away from curses. You know how to sleep with women, but you go and take somebody's wife. Fornication itself is a problem. Now you are going into adultery. Postgraduate level curse. And then this guy, Reuben, there, he went not only to commit fornication or adultery, but adultery with his father's wife. That's a postdoc. He said, unstable with like water, you will not excel. And he didn't excel. And his whole tribe, actually. Yeah. Listen, my brothers and sisters, if you didn't hear anything about this convention, If you don't want a blessing, don't run into a curse. At least. Yeah. You know, you don't want to excel, you don't want to get distinction and all, but don't fail. Don't go into the negatives. Oh, yeah. This guy was afraid of anything that would bring a curse. Even the time that he realized that his uncle was cheating him, he didn't argue with him. He just quietly reorganized his family and he ran out of the house. I don't want to have anything, no argument. Yes. And his uncle ran after him and said, do you know that I could have cursed you? But the Lord restrained me. This guy did not have an argument with his boss, with his uncle, with somebody who had given him. Some of you, the things that some people have done, this guy knew that when he was running away from his brother for fear, it was his uncle who saved him. It was his uncle who gave him accommodation. Some of you, it was an uncle that gave you accommodation, an auntie, when you came to the United States. Today, you have made money, so you morph. You can have the audacity to tell you, don't come to my house again. Really? 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 Don't come to my house. Don't call me again. What? I feel like giving you a backhand so that the curse will go out of your face. I feel like slapping the curse off your face. Oh, no, it's true. The person that stabilized you. Today, you don't talk to the person because you are married. Because you have some money. Because you have grown. Because now you have your citizenship. I don't need you. You got a job. May you be jabbed. Give you a job. You got a job. And then you got a job for dessert. No. Listen, run away from any of these things that bring a curse. Stay, remain in a blessing. Set yourself up for a blessing, not for a curse. Anything that brings a curse, run. Run. Look, little people that have helped me, I don't joke with them. Yeah. Even when my job, I lost my job, I told myself, for 14 years, this guy has worked with me. Everything that I have, I got it from this job. Yes. Even to stay here and run this church is because of salary I was receiving from there. And so I lost a job because the job went down, and instead of rearranging, he said, no, I'll work alone. You find your way. Instead of both of us struggling, you struggle. Oh, yeah. One day I told myself that, no, I cannot do that. I told my wife that I want the feeling of whatever to go out. I'll walk there. I'll relate. I'll laugh. We'll sit down, be happy. I'll even say thank you. Yeah. Some of us, when bad things happen, even to us, the last feeling that you get is what you use for life. But you forget about all the feelings, all the good things. How can you define a person's relationship by one incident that caused a bad taste in your mouth? What about when you were eating and sleeping all around? Don't bring a curse on yourself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Next thing. The thing that caused, I am talking about how you can become a Jacob who turns into Israel. How God can say a blessing is upon your life so no curse will come near you. I'm telling you about the things that you need to be associated with. Yeah. Jacob, who became Israel, he loved hard work. He loved hard work. He was not a lazy boy. Some of you, I'm so blessed, so let me just sit down. Yeah, I made it. I'm so blessed. I prayed. Yes. An angel has blessed me. I've done the all night, so let me sit down. You're a joker. Let me tell you, there are three levels of prayer. I told you the last time. Did you know that? The Bible says, Jesus Christ said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Luke chapter 11. Bring it, it's from there. Because everyone that asketh receiveth, everyone that seeketh findeth, and everyone that knocketh, it shall be opened. Luke chapter 11, verse 10 and 11. It shall be opened. You know, let me tell you something. Prayer, as we know it, is not finished because you did an all night and you got up and you prayed for a new job. And then God has answered, hey, it's not over. It's the first phase of prayer. Phase one of prayer. Once you get up from your prayer position, it's time for phase two of prayer. That prayer position only gives you 33%, one third. One third, you are one third there to answer prayer for grabbing at the thing that God has for you. Yeah. If you leave that one, it's 33% is a failed grade. Everywhere, universally, when you 33, you fail. That's why people say that God has not answered our prayer. Because they finish praying, and that's phase one, they forget it. It's time to go for the seeking prayer phase. Seeking prayer. It's part of the prayer. Because you prayed, you've engaged God in, you've submitted to God, you've engaged God in your situation. Now you're looking for a job you've asked. Now go seeking the job. It's time to put the applications. It's time to work hard. That's phase two of the prayer. Jesus said it. Ask is phase one. Seek is phase two. Now phase three is the knocking. Now you see the thing, go for it. You see doors, walk into it. Find people and ask, where can I? And walk in. Look, I'm telling you. When it was time to marry and I had prayed for the dimples and things, I went searching. I went seeking. And when I found, it was time to knock. When I found the lady with all these things, it was time to knock. It was part of the prayer. I went seeking. I saw the lady. I said, I went to some of her friends. Can you talk to this lady for me? I am about to propose to her. Make sure that you say things to her about me that will favor me. I had prayed, but I was not going to be lazy about it. And then finally, I walked and I started giving gifts and doing all kinds of things. And finally, I walked boldly and I said, I'm going to knock. Yeah. I put my Sprite there. I put my cream crackers there. I set the tone with some music. With some music. I'm about to knock. Bible says a great and effectual door is open unto you, but there are many adversaries. 1 Corinthians 16:9. And you will not knock. You will not open. And as I popped the word, I said, I've done my 33%. I've done 33% here. I'm doing. It's like you who goes to college. If all you do, you won't do homework, you won't do assignments, you will just do, even final exam, you may fail. Yeah. You have to do all. Yeah. And the rest is history. This is three boys down the history lane. The rest is history. She's in my corner. Yeah. She's the mother of my three boys. Oh, may you become somebody who's hardworking. Jacob was blessed. But he walked in it. He didn't just sleep. He walked in it. The Bible says at a point, he went, he was looking for a wife. They said, you must serve 7 years. Genesis 29 verse 18. They say, you must serve 7 years for this lady. When you go home, read 18 to 30. He said, no problem. Bible says that 7 years came because he loved Rachel. It came as it was a few days. They seemed unto him but a few days for the love that he had to her. After 7 years, they gave a woman, not knowing it wasn't Rachel. It was Leah. Woke up in the night and then, I married the wrong woman. Never have a wedding at night. You may marry the wrong woman. Hey! Never marry at night. So ladies and gentlemen, she just woke up and said, and they said, well, sorry. This is our tradition here. You cannot marry the young when the older is there. So you have to serve another 7 years. I thought he would argue and say no and bang and walk out. But he said, no problem. He said, okay, just for 1 week, have Leah. You can't touch. If you promise to work 7 years, then we'll give you Leah. But you have to exclusively be with Leah for 1 week. Another one, then we will add Rachel, but you have to work 7 more years. He said, no problem. He got double for his trouble. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He worked 7 years more. The guy was very hardworking. Anything you give him, he will do. He became very rich. The father-in-law gave him his flock to take care of. The man, when he was managing the business, the thing didn't go well. When this guy came on, the business started booming to the point where the man decided to have partnership with him. And the partnership, his part of the partnership began to do even better. The man became jealous. The man who was an employee became richer than employer. May that blessing come upon you, in Jesus' name. That was Jacob. Some of us accept mediocrity. Some of us don't want to start your own business. It's not everybody, but even when you are serving, believe God that your hard work will bring you promotion. It is not the work, it's a blessing. Look, if you do not know, it's not just, there should be a grace on you to even be working hard. Yeah. Some of us, our laziness is killing us. Yeah, our laziness is killing us. The blessing on you must make you work hard. Yeah. There's a scripture that says, I think it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 or something. The one that says, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what, verse 9 or 10. I am what I am by the grace of God. Watch this. There's a blessing on me. I am what I am by the grace of God. Bring that scripture. But the grace which was upon me was not in vain. Eh? But I worked, I labored more abundantly than them all. Yet not I, but the grace which was upon me. Where are the people at the back? 1 Corinthians 15, 9 or 10. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. I am what I am by the grace of God. Do you get the point? I'm blessed. Grace. Blessing is upon me. Now, but watch this. And his grace which was bestowed upon me, the blessing on me, was not in vain. Some of us, we make the blessing of the Lord vain. Useless. There's a blessing on you. There's intelligence on you. There is grace on you. There is genetic makeup to make you excel. You have intelligence. You have wisdom. You have even a job opportunity. But you make it not work. The blessing upon me was, grace is a blessing, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet it wasn't my work. Yet it not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Everyone who says, I'm so blessed, I don't have to work hard, you will be a failure. It's when you are blessed, take advantage of the blessing to be laboring. Look, I work very hard by the grace of God. But it's not even the ability to work. Take it as from the Lord. Yeah, some of us, the reason why we are where we are is laziness. Not that you are not blessed, you are lazy. The blessing is there, but you've ended at the blessing. It's just like phase one of the prayer. You're always going to work late. You're always calling in sick. Yeah. Your job is always incomplete. There's always, they have to correct you. You need a supervisor all the time. How can you do well? And say, you're not, no, you're blessed. But when you are blessed, you labor more abundantly than they all. You show that out of the cluster, there's a blessing of, out of the cluster, there's a blessing on you. That's why you should not be destroyed. That's why you should not be fired. Yeah. I work hard, even in this church, by God's grace. The trips, the movement and things. Yeah. When I was in school, I knew that I was intelligent by the grace of God, but that was not enough. There are people who, Many of you are very smart. But you won't pick up a book to read. But you won't study long enough to achieve the grades. But you won't set yourself up in school. You just got a McDonald's, so that's where I'm going to stay. And then you get up and you wonder, why, God, why? The people that are blessed, they will labor more abundantly. They don't sleep. Find a job. Tell somebody, find a job. Shake somebody. Get up and find a job. And get better jobs. Don't be just satisfied with which job you're in. Work hard for promotion. Clap for Jacob. He's teaching me some things. He's teaching me some things. Teaching me some things. Yeah. Teaching me some things. The next thing, Jacob had a spiritual perspective of all things. He had a spiritual eye. He had a spiritual eye. Genesis 28 from verse 10. You know this story. He went in a place when he was running away from Esau. He went to a place and he laid down on a stone, tired. Then he had a dream that there was a ladder and he was climbing up and down. I mean, angels were climbing up and down the ladder and God was on top of the ladder. And then, wow, coming up and down. Then he woke up. When he woke up, he said, this is no other place than the house of the Lord. And now he called the place Bethel. And then when he got up, he put a stone there and he poured oil. He said, this is you. Some of you, you dream and you forget about it. You don't put any spiritual significance to it. God is speaking to you and you don't mind. Yeah. Some of you, even the message I'm preaching, if you can put that God is sending me this message for my prosperity, that's the beginning of your blessing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. He had a spiritual eye. When he sees it, he said, it is the Lord that is speaking to me. Ah, it's Pastor Lindsay again. That is just pushing me because he wanted me to. He's insulting me. He's telling me I'm lazy. You see the way you have taken it. Instead of taking that, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. It's the Lord who brought me here. I'm telling you, I have a spiritual mind about things. I make sure I apply the scriptures everything and everywhere. The Lord wants me to forgive you. Yeah. One time, this guy, I mean, Maurice Cerullo, or one of these great men of God, he said he has had that viewpoint for a long time. But one day, he was giving an offering. And then the man of God said, I want everybody, whatever offering that you are giving, double it or something. And then he said, but this is my last money. He collected all together. And then he put it in the offering basket. And he was going home. And something told him, what a foolish thing you have done. How foolish. What are you going to eat tonight? He said, he was so sad and he went to sleep and prayed to God. Father, forgive me for this mistake that I've done. How foolish I've been. Then he got a dream. No, he didn't get a dream. Then he said he felt in his heart when he woke up in tears, a voice telling him that, look, you didn't do this. If you did it because of God, even if the pastor was wrong, you did your part. Because you did it because of God, you'll be blessed. He said he had never lacked anything from that day. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What does that mean? That means that whatever happens, have a spiritual perspective. Do things for the sake of the Lord. For the sake of the Lord, I will do the right thing. Yeah. Recently, when I was about to travel, the organizers of the place, in the job place, said, no, they won't. Because they've hired nurses and the patient's list is there. I can't just go. And for the consecration of Lady Pastor, what shall I do? So I had to now work out my own, get somebody to work for me, all kinds of things. They didn't help me one bit. I nearly missed my flight. There was a pain inside my heart. I said, these people, they are very ungrateful. Very ungrateful. When I come back, they will see. This may be the last time this. Then when I came back, for 5 days, I didn't even talk to the boss. Then the fifth day, the boss came walking about. I just said hi and walked into my room. My heart smote me. And I felt, vengeance is mine, I'll repay. Don't keep a grudge. And then I had another, I felt another, you should be grateful. Even when you finally said that somebody is working for you, they could have said, no, we don't want anybody to work for you. You must be the one. They still allowed it. Go and say thank you. Do you know, when I took the spiritual perspective, I decided to do what the word says, and I went there. There was not only the manager of the place, the senior most boss of the whole hospital was sitting with her when I walked in. I didn't even know him. I just walked in, and as I just said, you know, I just came to say thank you for allowing me to go. She smiled and said, do you know this man? And I said, and I told everything that, you know, I nearly missed my flight, but I realized I'm so thankful that the day you said I should come, I came this. And I smiled. I said, do you know this man? He's the chief executive. I said, I've never met him. I shook the hand. They smiled. And they were so excited for even the fact that I came there to say this. Do you know something? What followed, I won't tell you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Oh, yeah. I've been there for only about 2 months. But what is happening, for security reasons, I won't tell. Clap for the Lord Jesus. No, what I'm trying to tell you is that when you see things spiritually, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is of the Lord's message. This is the doing of the Lord. I give you glory, Lord. And you actually walk in the word. But spiritually. You account everything. You must be grateful in your heart to the Lord. I got the job. God, you gave me this job. God, you caused this to happen. Have a spiritual perspective. Even if it was the devil, give God the glory and something will change. When Job suffered, the wife said, curse God and die. But he said, it's the Lord who gave. The Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this whole thing, because of his spiritual perspective, everything that was evil turned out for his good. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He was blessed with double for his trouble. Don't give credit to the devil for many of the things. Don't give even yourself the credit. Give God the credit. Begin to be spiritually minded that I am the Lord. It's the Lord who is dealing with me. It's the Lord who is blessing me. Ascribe it. And he will put you on the mountain, eh? Clap for the Lord Jesus. People who come to give thanksgiving for even their birthday, their children's birthday. Yeah, spiritual. Yesterday I finished. One of the children came and said, Pastor, you told the kids you would do better than your parents, but you didn't say that to me. Say it to me. Say it to me too. Say it to me too. Yeah, say it to me too. I said, look at a spiritual guy. I put my hand there. Not only will you do better than your parents, you will do better than anybody in your family. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Spiritual eye. Put your hands together for the Lord. I don't have time, but I'll give you one more. One or two more. Now, Jacob believed in family worship. Genesis chapter 35, verse 1 to 5. He believed in family worship. Then God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau. I have too much to tell you, very little time. And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves, change your garments, and let us arise and go up to church to Bethel. And I'll make an altar there to God who answered me in the day of my distress. So they all went and they journeyed. And Bible says in verse 5, and they journeyed. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them. And the cities did not pursue the sons of Jacob. Let me tell you something. The devil is trying to pursue your family. The enemy is trying to pursue your family. Believe in family worship. Some of you come home, you leave your spouse. You come home, you leave your children. You get up, you are praying, you leave out your children. No, I don't do that. I worship with my children. I worship with my whole family. Yeah. Believe in family. Buy Bibles. Invest in spiritual things for the whole family. He told them, and take authority. He said, take away the foreign gods. These things are not allowed in this house. No. You can't bring a girl. Young, and when I'm in the house, I can't accept fornication. You are grown, so you can do anyone. No, you will not. If you leave my roof, you can do what you want. But here, we all worship, we all go to church. Yes, not in my house. Let your whole house be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Family worship. Job believed in family worship. Yeah. He organized himself and organized his children. Eli, unfortunately, did not believe in family worship. They all died. They all died in one day. Yeah, you may be all spiritual, but there can be a weak link because you don't rally the whole family. Jacob was blessed. He made sure all of them were going together. Yeah, that's what I've sought to do all my life by the grace of God. Today, my children are preachers. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. And I can see the young people, all of them becoming preachers. Junior, Kwame, all these things. Get your people, promote them. Don't come and leave them. That's the thing. The next one, which I want to read. You know, believe in pursuing peace. Peacemaker. Listen, Jacob had a problem with Esau. There was a grudge, but at a point when he became spiritual, the blessing is in. So but the Bible says in Genesis 32, verse 13, he lodged there all night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother. He took a present to him, somebody who had threatened to kill him. He said, me, you want me to bear a grudge? You want me to be full of vengeance, to full of bitterness? Bitterness will bring the demon. Bitterness will bring give you a bitter life. Yeah, bitterness will give you a bitter, you won't give you a blessing. Today I came to tell you these things. Eh? Look, I try. Bible says, so long as it lies with you, be at peace with all men. You don't talk to this person, you don't talk to that person, even in your home, you don't talk to your spouse. Me, if my wife quarrels with me, not me quarrel with my wife, you wouldn't believe it. Even if it's 3 a.m., we will talk until there's peace. Sometimes I'll shut the door. I say, we will finish. God says, let not the sun go down on your wrath. You can be angry all you want. You won't sleep. Let's talk it over. I have to beg you. I'm telling you, I will kneel down and beg you. I'll kneel down and beg you. I'll never have a grudge. No, it's too expensive. It will fill my heart with bitterness. God cannot reach my heart. God works with the heart, too. And forgiveness. These are the things that take away your blessing. Sometimes because of unforgiveness, somebody who's a bridge to your blessing, you don't talk to the person. The person has a job for you, has a friend who will bless you, who you are supposed to even marry. Emmanuel, look in my face. Don't look down. No, I'm serious. The Lord has taught me that relationships matter. When God loves you, he gives people for your life. Yes, he wants to bless you. He sees you as honorable, loves you, and you are precious. He gives people. You are very precious to me. I will not want anything to separate between us. And Jacob sent gifts to Esau. You won't believe it, though. He sent gifts to Esau, and he went down and sent so much. You should see the gifts. Bring it down. Batches in faces. Read it to them. Somebody who has tried to kill you. You don't necessarily have to go there. He was testing. But he said, I want to make peace with you first before I come to you. Rene, don't rain. Where is the guy? 32 verse 13 and going down. Anyway, go and read it for yourself because of time. I tell you. And even go to verse 20. Go to verse 20. And say ye, you know, he said, say to my brother, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him. I, Jacob, I will appease him. I'll bring peace. I will pacify him with the present that goes before me. And afterward, I will see his face. Peradventure, he will accept me. Yeah. A gift makes a way. I'm telling you, some of you, the reason why where God wants you to be, you are not, is because of the relationships you are broken. Yes. Yes. Relationships. And don't just ascribe blessings to just a relationship, but to yourself. Don't just think, oh, I don't even need him. Therefore, I don't need to make peace with him. Jacob didn't need Esau. He was richer than Esau. He had more. He had a lot. He sent a lot. He didn't get anything from Esau. He just wanted to make peace. And he said, whatever it takes, even if I'll lose half of my things to be at peace. Yeah. One time, there was a pastor who was, the relationship was not well. I told my wife, even if I have to lose my position to be at peace with this person, I'll do it. That thing brings a blessing. Let me tell you why. And all of you, listen, tonight, the blessing is in the impartation. The blessing is in the wisdom. The blessing is in the understanding. I'm telling you. Yesterday was oil. You are being anointed as you speak with the blessing of God. I'm telling you. God is showing you all the reasons why you are not a Jacob. And it's removing all those anti-Jacob, anti-Israel effects. There's a scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, that will explain you to you the blessing of God, why you are failing of the blessing of God. Another word for blessing is a help or the grace. Emmanuel Nawi, the grace of God. Bible says, looking diligently, lest any of you fails of the grace or blessing of God. Watch this. I'm trying to explain to you why you fail of the blessing of God. Watch it. Bible says that look diligently so that you don't fail of the grace of God. So that you don't fall short of what Jacob had. So that you do not become deficient in the blessing. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you or destroys you. And thereby many of you are defiled. When God says, destroy him not, you are destroying yourself by defiling yourself, begrudging, falling short of the grace of God. Please forgive people. Your blessing is based on forgiving others. Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. So me, I don't like fighting people. I'll make peace with you. I don't have to come and sit in your house and eat with you. But I should be able to be relational with you. Yeah, if you're afraid that they will kill you, no, you don't have to go there. No, you don't have to. But the relationship, don't lose it. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Let me give you one more. That one is a combo. He believed in blessing all his children before dying. He believed in pouring blessings upon his children before he would die. Jacob, your blessing is supposed to affect your children. Destroy him not. It's supposed to go down your family lane. Genesis 49 verse 29. Bible says, then he charged all his children, said to them, I am to be gathered. Now, let me add the last one. The last one. Believe in dying the death. He believed in dying the death of the righteous. Even your end will be beautiful in Jesus' name. When the blessing is on you. We will not be collecting your bones from under a car. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Never, never, never. That's a prayer I'll pray for you before you go. In Jesus' name. He believed in blessing his children. And he charged all of them and said, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave. And the cave which I've set and all that. And then there, the place they buried, he told them where they should bury him. And Bible says, before then, when you look at the whole thing, he blessed his children. But you know, the blessing that was very nice was the blessing of Joseph. Amen. And that blessing, I think it was a blessing from verse 25, eh? Hmm. No, it's earlier. 22. Look, he blessed all his children. He spoke about his children. That's when Reuben was told, no, you won't excel. Believe. Yesterday I told you, believe in the blessing of fathers. And believe that your blessing will bless your children. He told Joseph, you are a fruitful bough. A fruitful bough by a well. Your branches will run over the wall. That means that not only will you grow big in your own, your size and your blessing will affect others. May that be your blessing in Jesus' name. Yeah. The enemies have bitterly grieved you. They have shot at you and hated him. But your bow, I'm telling you direct, he's telling, his bow remained in strength. No matter what beats you, you'll become strong in Jesus' name. Yeah. The things that are trying to bring you down will not be able to bring you down. You will stay on top. Joseph's blessing is yours. And his arms and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the Almighty. May your hand be made strong. It's even a song. By the hand of the Almighty. As you go home from this convention, may your hands be made strong by the hand of the Almighty. When you are doing something, it should not just be your hand. It should be the hand of God. May the hand of God be with you. Israel, it means God is prevailing with you. God is operating with you. It means you are ruling with God. May the hands of the Almighty be with you as you go along. May you be a blessed person. May your blessing spread over your walls. That means that it will not only be felt in your household, it will be felt outside. When you are blessed, your blessing will be felt by others. You'll be a blessing to many. Your words will affect many. Your preaching will affect many. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, what did you do? Your preaching will affect many. Amen. It's not a microphone. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to believe that the blessing of Joseph will be your portion. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. May you be a foundation. May you be the rock upon which many people become established in Jesus' name. By the God of your father who will help you. May the God of Bishop Dag help you. In case your father is not a Christian, in case your father did not have God, let the God of your pastors be the people that help you. Be the God that help you in Jesus' name. Some of you, when you look at your father, you cannot say that the God of my father should help me. But God has given you a spiritual father. May that God help you in Jesus' name. There's nothing wrong. Jacob said, I have God. I, Jacob, I know God has blessed me. May the God that blessed me help you. That's what I was telling the children. That may the blessing, God that blessed your father, bless you as well. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Take, if your father is not a Christian, let's take Bishop Doug. Oh, look at me here. And you see God has blessed me. May that same God bless you in Jesus' name. And help you. By the God of your father, may you be helped. May by the Almighty, who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, may you receive the blessings of heaven above. Who will bless you with the blessings of the deep which lies beneath. May gold that is mined from the deep be common in your house. May diamond be common in your house. May oil be common in your house. Whatever is hidden from to others, may it not hide from you in Jesus' name. Yeah, the blessings of the deep, the blessings that only deep people get, may that blessing come in your house. That is beneath. that hidden blessings of God come to you. May the blessings of peace, of the blessings of the breast and of the womb be yours. May you be fruitful. May you always be fed. The blessings of the breast, it means that natural, some of the blessings, when they come, they are complete. One of the blessings of the breast is that it has everything a child needs. A child, when he has the breast milk, doesn't need medicine, doesn't need water, doesn't need meat, doesn't need carbohydrate. Everything is combined. May God give you the conglomeration and the buffet that has everything that you will need. May you have the blessings of the breast. When they give you meat, you will need water. But when they give you the blessings of the breast, it's a complete blessing. May your blessing be total in the name of Jesus. May your blessing be complete in Jesus' name. May your blessing be complexly put together. The blessings of the breast. The blessings of the, I pronounce the blessings of the breast upon you, that your blessing will be complete. It will not be partial. It will be total. It will be full, full, full. It will not just be academic blessing and then it leaves social blessing. You'll be complete in social blessings, academic blessings, financial blessings, spiritual blessings, everything. My wife fed my children for 1 year with exclusive breast milk. Yeah. By the grace of God, I have health insurance, but I don't have to take them to the hospital. Strong. 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 And it saved money. When you are blessed, you save money. The blessings of the breast make you not wasteful. Make you a sharpshooter. You go for one thing and everything. May you go for one job and all the blessings and the benefits cater for everything in Jesus' name. You move to one place and that place you find a good church. You find a good job. You find promotion. You find marriage. You find peace. You find everything. May you be blessed with the blessings of the breast. The blessings of the breast. The blessings of the breast. The complete blessing of the breast. Receive it in Jesus' name. Yes. Watch it. Just like Joseph, you may have been sunk in a tank, in a pit, but you come up and still sit on the mountain of the Lord, victorious. Because that was the blessing that was put on Joseph. Joseph's blessing affected his brothers. He spread beyond his walls. You will spread beyond your walls. You will spread beyond your walls. The blessings of the breast, the blessings of the deep from under, the blessings of the womb. The womb. May God cause you to be fertile, to be fruitful. May you multiply. May you not remain stagnant. Spiritually fruitful, biologically fruitful. No one will be barren in this home, in this name, in this family. You will not be barren. You will have children, and your children will do well. I say, I receive it. Yeah. Every blessing that Joseph had, may that blessing be yours. May you be the offshoot of Jacob. A good offshoot will come from you. The blessings of your womb, your children will be blessed. Your children will not be jailbreakers. Your children will not be prostitutes. The blessing of the womb. When God says children are a blessing from the Lord, may your children be a blessing. Bible says a foolish son is a calamity of his father. You will not have calamity because of your children. Your children will bring you peace. Your children will bring you joy. Your children will massage you and hug you, even in their old age. Even your in-laws will like you. The people they choose will like you, in Jesus' name. Your children will be preachers. Your children will have wisdom. Every evil that is trying to swallow your children, to snatch them and destroy them, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that the blood of Jesus Christ will fight every enemy action that comes against your children to destroy them. The blessings of the womb. May the blessings of your father, the blessings of your father have excelled the blessing of my ancestors. Did you know that? Do you know what that means? Your father's blessing will cause you to do well, better than all your ancestors. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He said to Joseph, because I, Jacob, am blessed, you will excel all your ancestors. In other words, you do better than your father. You do better than your mother. You do better than your family members. It's a blessing in the Bible. The blessing of your father, that is blessing. If you take me even as your father, my blessing will cause you to excel beyond your ancestors in Jesus' name. Any form of father. When Bishop Doug is praying, the blessings that come is supposed to cause you to excel your ancestors in Jesus' name. It's true. You watch it. For those who believe, for those who receive, you will excel. You will excel beyond your ancestors. Whatever that you find that was deficient in your family, it will not be deficient in your life. Whatever diseases that kept them behind, it you will spring forward beyond that in Jesus' name. Whatever that caused them to die early, may you live long, and not just long, but healthy in Jesus' name. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors. Yes, up to the utmost bound of everlasting hills. That means that it should go to the very limit. I mean, there should be no limits to your blessing. No limits. No boundaries. May you have a no limits blessing. No boundaries blessing. No limits blessing. No obstacles blessing. There are some blessings as you are going, roadblocks. Yours will have no roadblocks. No limits. If you build one house, may God add more. If you have one car, may He add cars. May every one of your children have cars. If you have a job, may you have more jobs. Look, this evening somebody called me that, please, I beg you, take this job. It will pay you better than what you are doing. I said, no, I'm sorry. I said, I want to be with my family. He said, are you sure? Even if I double it, I said, no. Calm down. You may it overflow. Said that, he said, look, it's enough. You know what? When I want it, I will pick. May that blessing be yours. Believe in that blessing. Believe in that blessing. As you can see, everything he spoke about Joseph came to pass. That's the Jacob I'm talking about. May God make your words that way. May God make the words you are receiving that way. May it come to pass in your life. Thou shalt, this shall be on the head of Joseph. You are the next Joseph. You are not just Jacob, but you are Jacob's offspring as well. May you produce the fruits that Jacob produced in Jesus' name. Jacob, Joseph. And Joseph made a way for his father. May your children make a way for you. May your children be the reason why you don't die early. May your children be the reason why when there is famine affecting others, your children will make you sit in happiness. Yeah. I tell you, Jacob, he had issues. But in the last of his life, son Joseph brought him, made him comfortable, made his children comfortable. May your children do the same. May they not be people who fight you, their spouses fight you, your in-laws fighting you. That will never happen in your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. And they were on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. May you be separated from your brothers for a blessing. Do you know when God separated Joseph, his brothers were going into famine. But look, I tell you, I'm ending with this. There's a blessing. Destroy it not. He extracted the blessing from the cluster. He put him in Egypt to preserve lives. You'll be a preserver of lives. He put him in a place when there was famine and there was a plague. There was trouble in the whole of Egypt. They were in a place called what? Where there was no plague. Goshen. May God give you a Goshen. May God preserve you with a Goshen. Wherever you are, may God preserve you. May God give you His blessing. When there's famine all around, may you be an island of blessing, an island of abundance, an island of watered garden in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. And finally, Bible says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 10 and 11, let me die the death of the righteous. Numbers 23, verse 10. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Now, your names are being combined. let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. Who is this his? Who is this his? Verse 11. And Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou that done unto me? And go to verse 9. There's a place that Jacob is written there. For from the top of the rocks, find it for me. It is right there. Yeah. The death of the righteous, and the name of Jacob is put there as the righteous in one of those verses. But he said, let me die like the righteous, like Jacob. Find the version, it's right there. Is there? You saw it? Yeah. Good. It's right there. Number 10. Who can count the dust of Jacob, the number of the fourth part of Israel? And he said, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like Jacob's last end. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I want to pray that your end will be like Jacob. By the time you die, all your children will be around. None of your children will die before their time. None of his children died before he died. None of his children died before he died. And he was there to bless all his children before he died. May your end be like that. May you not be a bitter father, a bitter mother. May you see your children do well. May you bless them and put them in the right places. May God give you the finances to let them do well. May your blessings spread on their lives. He died happy. He was prepared. He had a will. His last wishes were actually, and he was not crying when he died. He told them, I am willing to go. I'm fine. I've lived a fruitful life. I may have had trouble, but I'm happy to go now. He prepared his place. May you even be able to say where they should bury you. You will not die prematurely in Jesus' name. May you see your grandchildren and your children's children's children in Jesus' name. May you be healthy. Jacob was able to travel from wherever he was all the way to Goshen, to Egypt, to Goshen. May you be flying at 80. May you cross 80 with ease in the name of Jesus. On high heels. May your spouse be with you in Jesus' name. May I die the death of the righteous, not the death of the evil, not the death of somebody who's squealing and squeaking and crying. May you not die because of stroke. May you not have dementia where you can't recognize your children. At whatever the age is, he recognized every one of his children. He had a good memory of what they had done, what they had not done. He had alertness. He was spiritual. He knew his God. May you not backslide. When you die, may you be righteous. May you die the death of the righteous. May you be prepared and tell them, I know where I'm going. Angels are coming for me. My place in the mansions is set. May your Christianity last your whole lifetime. May you not backslide. May you never backslide. May your life do well. When you are a grandmother, may you be a happy grandmother. May you have friends in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be able to enjoy your food. May you live in your own house in the name of Jesus Christ. May you not be a pauper at 80. May you not ever sleep in a nursing home in the name of Jesus Christ. May your children like you enough to keep you around no matter the condition. May your children's spouses like you in the name of Jesus Christ. May your children not begrudge you. May you be a Christian. May you be preaching even at your very last stage. May we die the death of the righteous. Happy, blessed, planning, executing God's purposes. And Bible said, then he laid down and he gathered himself into the bed. Said, bye, guys. There was a certain man of God. He took a cup of juice and he said, this is heavenly juice. He drank it and he said, bye bye. That was it. May your death be like that. May you be happy. Say, I'm going to meet the Lord at a good old age, having blessed other people. Destroy him not, for there's a blessing in him. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. lift up your hand and receive all the blessing. That's it. That's it. Father, let the blessing fall. Rain your blessing upon your people. Rain your blessing upon your people. Every one of these blessings, let it be upon your people. Those that had grudges, remove them. Those that were lazy, remove the laziness into hard work. Hey, Lord, those that had bad relationships, take it away. Let them receive the impartation and the blessing and the anointing that comes with it. I feel the presence of God in this place. I feel the blessing of God upon the people. I feel the blessing of God. God Almighty's blessing is resting upon you. The blessings of the deep, the blessings of the breast, every one of them is upon you. Everything that was a curse in your family, you are dissociated. God said he separated out Joseph. I see the spirit of separation coming to you. I feel the spirit of separation come to you now. Now, Jesus, the spirit of separation, the spirit of separation comes to you now. Receive the spirit of separation right now. Right now, comes to you. Comes to you, brother. Spirit of separation. Spirit of separation. Spirit of separation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a blessing. There's a blessing. You cannot curse him. A blessing is inside there. You can't curse him that God has blessed. Thank you. Take some of your oil and then put it on your head. Take some of your oil. Come. Everybody. Come. I'm not putting... You are touching this. Your hand will be blessed as you're going home. As a sign that is not just the pastor who is blessed and imparting. You will be a blessing to yourself and to everyone that comes. Father, I pray, lifting this oil, when the hand is touched, let everything that they touch do well. Let the sweet aroma and effect of heavenly oil be upon this oil. That every hand that is touched shall be blessed. With every blessing that was upon Jacob, that converted him to Israel, every blessing he pronounced on Joseph will be upon them. That their hands, what they touch, will be well, will be blessed. When they touch, may they touch themselves, their head. Bible says, for these blessings of your father shall be upon the head of Joseph. Of Joseph. And Joseph's blessing will overflow beyond his walls. Father, bless the hands that touch this. And bless what they touch. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, do it. Touch yourself first. And when you go home, everything you want, touch. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Watch it. Watch it. Something supernatural is happening. Father, as they touch, let the anointing of the blessing rest upon them. In the name of Jesus. The first blessing is yours. Put it on your head. The blessing on the head of Joseph. The blessing on the head of Joseph. In the name of Jesus. You don't need much. All you need is a touch. Just another touch. Touch of the Lord. Touch of the Lord. Sister, sing it. Touch. Oh yes. Touch these ones. Make sure you touch your head. The blessing upon your head. And when you go, when you fear, go this way, go this way. One direction. Go around. One direction. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Give me some more oil. You are blessed. Hey, more oil, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother. Thank you. Thank you. Bless it. Bless it. Bless it. Bless it, Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you. 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 Some of you want to touch your feet. That's okay. Whatever you want to touch. Wherever you are sick. When you touch that place. There's healing. There is healing in this oil. There's healing in this oil. There's healing in this balm. Touch it. And bless. Touch it. Touch it. Touch it. Yes. Just one touch. Just one. I see some people. Touch it. Touch your other hand with the oil. Both hands. You are blessed. 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 Touch your hand, touch your head. Thank you, Father. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. May that blessing be upon your head in the name of Jesus Christ. May that blessing be upon your head. May that blessing be upon your hand and upon your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Touch, touch, brother. Touch, touch your hand, touch your head. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You'll be blessed. You are blessed for your whole family. Jesus. Touch. Touch for your family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone, all the blessing left, I'm taking it for my family. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of the anointing oil, Isaiah 10:27, the yoke is broken. That yoke that kept you from the blessing is broken. It's broken forever. Isaiah 10:27, New King James, says, and it shall come to pass in that day, okay, this is right, that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. King James says, because of the anointing oil, may everything that was difficult become easy. May every laziness turn into hard work. May every curse become a blessing. May every disease become a healthy. You become healthy who are sick. Everywhere you were sick, put your hand there right now. Right now. Anybody sick anywhere, put your hand right there because of the anointing. You have a headache. You have a deformity. You have a problem. Put your hand there. If you can't put your hand in that place because maybe it's your liver or something, or wherever it is in your place you can't touch, put it on your heart. Father, I pray, let the first evidence of the anointing show forth in divine healing. That these hands, that what they touch do well. When you give the holy anointing oil, everything that was touched was sanctified, cleansed, and made pure again. Let these lives be pure again. Let divine healing come to your people. Where everyone was sick, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by balm from Gilead, by the holy anointing oil, let healing come. And let this be a token of the healing that is coming to their lives, to our lives, and to everything that we touch. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Barren wombs are becoming fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the everlasting blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And all the saints shall say amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you, and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed. You know I am.